Antonio Eas was once a federal immigration agent. Over 25 years, he arrested and helped deport thousands of undocumented immigrants while he worked for the Immigration and Naturalization Service in New York City.
My job was to remove criminal aliens, and what I wanted to do back then was any type of law enforcement action that would get bad people off the street.
Did you love your job?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It was the best thing I would do, and it was a passion. It was an energy that I felt being an agent.
Why were you that passionate about deporting people?
Well, I felt that I was doing something the government demanded. The agency existed to safeguard the borders and to safeguard the legal immigration process. So I had a blast doing my job and enforcing the immigration laws.
Antonio Eas has changed his views on immigration a lot. Today, he's Father Antonio of St. Matthew's San Mateo Episcopal Church in Auburn. Here's what changed his mind.
Justice. Justice, if it's calling and it's knocking at your heart, when you believe in justice, there is no tolerance for injustice. And what I strongly believe now is the injustice of the system was the awakening and was the experience in my conversion to see it differently.
Will you tell us one story that illuminates the kind of injustice that opened your eyes?
Yes. Let's take a young person, for example. During one of my enforcement operations, employer operations in New York City, it was a mass operation throughout the city. We hit a local small business that we had information they were hiring undocumented people. And in this operation, it was one of the businesses chosen for action. And we came across this operation, a young lady, a Colombian national that had been in the United States for several years, was getting educated. She was going to school, going to college. And by virtue of the law enforcement action that day, she was removed. She was out of the U.S. A young person that was living or attempting to live the American dream, no criminal record, no criminal background, her dreams destroyed.
You had busted people like her before. Did you have some conversation with her? What broke through to you that made her not just a number to you?
If you could just see her eyes and you could see the emotion, the intense emotion that the world had just collapsed around her. She's getting deported. Her dreams, not going back home that afternoon. She's going to the detention center. You are seeing a person that it's like a bomb just had gone off, and her life, her dreams are destroyed. And just the word, by her just saying a word, help me, can you help? And there's nothing you can do to help that human being because of the laws at the time.
She asked you for help?
She was asking for help. I want to stay. Can you do something? Because I want to stay. And there's nothing you can do as an agent to change that course of action that she's facing. No discretion at all. As an agent.
I can see that stays with you.
It's very hard.
You left immigration enforcement. You are now a priest in Auburn, Padre Antonio. How do you see immigration enforcement now?
I see it worse now than during my days as an agent. when a political campaign started calling for a wall at the border and saying Mexico was sending rapists and criminals across the border. That narrative, I believed then when it was a political campaign, and I strongly believe now, is wrong. And it's getting worse when I see parishioners that are afraid, when I see parishioners that are terrorized by the narrative of the state, you know that things are wrong and dangerous.
This is so interesting, Padre, because you embody both sides of a passionate debate. When you hear people who agree with President Trump's immigration policies or want us to take an aggressive approach to deportations, you did that. Is there a part of you that you can understand that? You can agree with that, or at least get where they're coming from? Because that was you.
A nation, a sovereign nation, needs to be a nation of law. So every country has a responsibility to control its borders. But a country needs to be fair to all groups in the immigration process. So I can understand when someone is for immigration enforcement, removing criminal aliens. I understand that. I was there once, and I know that passion. I have lived it. But we need to be just, and we need to be fair with everyone. And that is the deficiency of the system.
Well, Father, I can understand someone saying, yes, our inability to enforce the southern border has left millions of people in this precarious situation. And what's fair and what would keep them from dying in the desert is to put up a border wall and finally enforce that border. I wonder how you feel about the idea of a wall.
I don't believe in walls. I believe in bridges. We, as human beings, we are all human beings after all. So I believe in building bridges and building communication between our neighbor to the south, Mexico.
Again, we're talking with Father Antonio Eyes, who used to be an immigration INS agent. And you, I was very surprised to see before we opened our microphones here, you showed me you still carry your immigration badge in your coat pocket. Why is that?
There is a sense of loyalty and there is a sense of belonging. And this badge and this credentials represent that. It was part of me for so many years. And that's why I still carry them.
How has the meaning of that badge changed to you?
I could see, and it reminds me, that although I did a lot for so many years to enforce the laws, I can look back and we have either the same problems, immigration problems, or even worse. It reminds me that, yes, I was a special agent. I'm very proud of what I was doing. It challenges me that I can do a lot more today as a priest to see in all people God's image and God's creation. So yes, it's a sense of honor and duty carrying the badge, but a reminder that I can be a lot more effective today as a priest than I was for 25 years as an agent.
Your work's not done.
No.
Padre Antonio Eyes, father at Auburn's St. Matthew San Mateo Episcopal Church. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
St. Matthew San Mateo became a sanctuary parish in 2007. Father Antonio told me his church will open its doors to any undocumented immigrant who needs a place to stay. Thanks to Andy Hurst of KUOW's immigration team for producing this story. And you'll find more stories at KUOW.org.